Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, let's say what's happening to Mary Lou without an iPhone 6S, downgraded to the iPhone 4S, feeling emotional, but you'll get through this.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks.
Okay.
Countdown starts now.
What's happening to Warda Hartley? How are you?
Whew, I'm good. I am actually good. I've just come back from a week in Cape Town, which was amazing. But a sign that I'm definitely back in the rat race, my left eye started twitching again.
Oh, is that from stress?
Yeah, I noticed it's from stress. Yeah, it's twitching now, even now that I just mentioned it. Yeah.
It's hard being a blogger. It's a very stressful thing. Today's edition of Blogger Diaries has a very special guest star who I don't think that there is an event on the annual social calendar that this guy does not get an invitation to.
Yeah.
I've yet to not see him at any event. Tell me about this guest of ours today.
Kevin McLennan is from gotrend.com.
.co.za.
Sorry. And it's one of the most popular blogs in South Africa. He's at every event that needs any sort of important coverage. There's Kevin. Kevin does reviews on basically everything, hey? Everything that's trending.
Yeah, well, that's like my goal is like I didn't want to restrict myself. So everything is key. Like, you know, whether it's a car or whether you're opening a jar of peanut butter, I want to review it. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I just opened my garage. You weren't there, though. You didn't RSVP. So
I didn't get the invite.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. That's why I wasn't there. Forgot.
Can I just add in you have really nice eyebrows. They're very groomed.
No, I haven't groomed them. That's the funny thing. Like.
Really?
Yeah, and I've got that whole, like, you know, line thing going. Like,
yes, you do.
I don't even know how.
Eyebrow gel or not?
I don't know what that is. Oh.
No, obviously.
I don't know that you got eyebrow gel either.
Oh, you don't need it either. Ari.
Okay, so let me just slick that. I use spit. And then
gross.
Works just as well. Probably doesn't smell that good.
Two index fingers, and then you spit, and then you do the, then you release them both at the same time.
Look, Ari, we live in hope for you. We live in hope. Yeah.
All right, let's get into this this blog. When did it start?
Okay, so I started GoTrend. It started in 2013, but I had the idea for it maybe November 2012. And this is actually, it came to me in the middle of my matric exams while I should have been writing them. But obviously that doesn't happen. So I thought, you know, I've been interning and I've been working at PR companies and magazines, you know, ever since I was about 15 or so. And you know, I didn't like the way it was going. I didn't like the environment and I didn't like, you know, being bossed around. And I know that sounds bad, but that's just how I felt. And so I thought, you know, what if I try and do this by myself? But the thing is, at the time when it was 2012, you know, blogging wasn't a big thing in South Africa. You know, you might have had one or two going, or, you know, you had a few of the popular ones. But at the time, like, a lot of brands and a lot of, you know, PR companies didn't really understand the idea of anything that wasn't, like, physical or tangible. So, you know, to start a blog at that time was confusing for me, I think, as much as it was for them. But, yeah, so I ended up, you know, registering and starting up in Feb 2013. And this is, like, my first year of varsity. I started studying journalism, so I was kind of on track with what I was doing at the time. And yeah, and then I started off like quite rough. Like I didn't know, I think I kind of like threw myself in a deep end of what I didn't know I was doing. But yeah, I slowly started, you know, covering things and, you know, I started off by myself, you know, just going outside and seeing, you know, what can I cover that maybe might interest any kind of readers.
Mary?
You know, the whole time while he's speaking, he reminds me of Nigel from Devil Wears Prada. You're so, like, fashionable, but you're so soft as well. Okay, well, anyway, so,
literally
that was so
made
random,
my day.
Like, watching you. I'm, like, staring at him. Sorry, I've had
so
a bad
pretty.
Day, you can tell. So, I guess my question is, did you know you wanted to do all things that are trendy? Did you have some kind of direction in mind at that time? Because I know a lot of people that start blogs, they're kind of like, I just want to write something that I enjoy, whether it's beauty or sports or whatever. Like, how did you, I mean, surely you don't come up one day and be like, oh, I enjoy all things trendy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how did you get there?
So, you know, like, it's a hard, like, kind of lifestyle to live right now, but I'll get to that later. But at the time, you know, I didn't want to restrict myself to anything. And, you know, at that time, I didn't know what I liked myself. So, you know, I had a feel for tech and that was about it. But at the time, you know, tech wasn't so big in South Africa. But that's why I thought, okay, you know what, I'm going to try and just start off with, like, some basics, like tech and maybe covering some music events and just see how it goes. And, you know, when I started writing, the more, like, followers I started getting and stuff like that, the more people, you know, started kind of demanding things. So, you know, I was kind of like pushed in the direction of fashion and pushed in the direction of like even motoring and just things like that. And it was so amazing to me because I didn't think that I was even going to get that far to that point where, you know, I'm going to, you know, test drive a car or I'm going to go and try on clothes and do a whole little like mini fashion shoot thing. So, you know, like what you see now, like, thank you for saying I'm fashionable, by the way. So, you know, I was never this guy who, you know, kept up with fashion trends and who would watch, you know, international fashion shows and go to stores just to look at clothes and see what's in. So, yeah, that's basically how it came about was, you know, people demanding things and me having to adapt to it.
So your audience basically molded who you are today.
Yeah, no doubt.
They definitely did a very good job.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're on point. I love
I'm feeling the love right now.
Kevin, you also, I remember when we chatted, when I was thinking of starting my blog, you said to me, competitions are a great way to build excitement around your blog, to build a following, is to run lots of competitions.
Mm.
How did you come to this realization? And I know you use it quite a lot.
Yeah. No, I mean, definitely with GoTrend, I try and ensure that there's at least one competition a week.
That's a lot.
That's crazy. Yeah. How do you do it? Tell us your secret.
I have no idea how I do it. That's the thing. And I'm thankful, you know, I've got great writers around me and great, you know, contributors that, you know, help me out and stuff like that. And, you know, it started off, I think, you know, in the beginning year where somebody said, okay, I've got 5 tickets to the Rage gaming event and we want to give those away. And at that time I was like, what, how do I do this? You know, I'm scared. Are people going to enter? And, you know, I set it up basically on the site and I just said, you know, if you want to enter, fill in the form below. And people went mad over it. I was so blown away by the engagement of an actual competition. Like my stats were just, you know, like at a normal, and then it just spiked, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's where the whole, you know, competition vibe came along, and I thought, you know, if I do more of these, that's how I'm gonna, you know, get more readers, get better statistics and stuff like that. And so, you know, the latest competition we've had going now is the Huawei P9 phone. So this is actually the biggest competition we've ever done, and they gave us a P9 Plus phone to give away with a pair of Boss sunglasses. And that comes up to about 17 grand, I think. So,
jeez,
that's crazy.
So your following must be like huge around that thing.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is like, when it's a prize that big, people really get interested. And I mean, I think if I wasn't a blogger and I read a blog that said I'm giving away a phone, I would go mad too. You know what I mean? And we've just had such an incredible, I had to log out of all my social accounts because it was just draining my battery. That's how many entries we were getting.
Jeez. That's insane. I wish I had that problem. Well, it doesn't help with 2 apps on my phone now, but hey.
Okay, but how do you do it? Because, I mean, the thing is, a lot of people, like, I see international bloggers, they'll run a competition or something, and they've got a very clever way, like Lydia E. Mellon, the beauty blogger.
Yeah.
She has got a very clever way of pushing people to her Twitter. So she'll say on Snapchat, oh, I'm running this competition, da 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 da, go and enter on my Twitter. Yeah.
No, that's
so how do you do it? Because you want to do that, but also then some people tell me, oh, if it's too complicated, then I don't want to enter.
And you know what I mean? That's the thing. You want to keep it as simple as possible, but you want to get the most engagement for yourself while you're at it. So, you know, with competitions and stuff, I basically say if I feel like, you know, upping my Twitter followers a little bit, I'll say, okay, I've got this whole hamper to give away. I say, and then I say, like, how can I put it? You know what, if you go, anybody who follows my Twitter account, at GoTrenders, say, from the 10th of July up until the 20th of July, has a chance to win this. And then you just see everybody retweet this tweet, you know, favorite it. They go mad. They start following. And everyone's like, oh, I want to win it. I want to win it. And you even see some people unfollowing and then refollowing just so you can kind of get their attention. Mm.
But, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So that's a good way to, like, build.
Yeah, no doubt. And, I mean, even for your personal brand as well. I've done it before where, you know, I'm an influencer for, you know, a few companies here and there. And it works well when you say, okay, I've got this product, follow me now, and I'll announce the winner in 2 weeks. Yeah.
Mm. That is so cool. Okay, I have a question about that, though.
Yeah, sure.
So do people ever, did you say, like you said, your stats spike, right? When you run some kind of competition.
Yeah.
So do people ever just maybe follow you temporarily just so they can enter your competition or to so you can notice them and retweet all the time, etc.? But then as soon as that competition's over, they kind of unfollow you and don't really come back.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I have actually, you know, gone and analyzed that part of it as well, because I thought the same thing exactly.
Yeah.
You know, when I started getting more into the competition side, I thought, okay, maybe, you know, once it's finished, people they'll unfollow and it'll be, you know, just a temporary thing.
Yeah.
And they seem to, you know, keep it going where, because we have a competition roughly every week or 2 weeks, you know, they like to stay on board because they know something's coming up next. You know what I mean?
Oh.
And that's the thing. If you don't keep consistent, then they will unfollow you. And that's pretty much with any social account, even if you're posting selfies every day and you miss a week or something.
Yeah. I mean, that is so true. I mean, I'm so not active on my Instagram now. People unfollow me like crazy.
Well, yeah, I'd be worried too with an iPhone like that.
I mean, I don't even have Instagram now. I'm not even joking.
Oh, the pain. But just with like your following and stuff, what are the main channels that you use to market your blog posts? So you put up a blog about whatever.
Yeah.
What are the channels that you use to let your followers know that it's there?
So, yeah, I mean, Instagram right now is basically the best thing out there. I mean, people love Instagram. It's simple. It's not complicated like Facebook. Okay, not saying Facebook is complicated, but it's just easy. You open the app, there's the photo and the text below. You know what I mean? It's what more could you want?
Yeah.
And Instagram doesn't really have a word limit. You know, it's not 140 characters and stuff like that. So you've got a picture saying, you know, this is what it is, and then below read here, you know, this is what we're doing. People love Instagram, and I must say Instagram as well is probably 95% of my business where it comes from. People know my Instagram, and you know, as soon as they see my Instagram, that's, oh, he's GoTrend, he does this, he, you know, his main stuff is fashion and tech and blah blah blah. So yeah, that's just one of the most powerful tools for me. And then secondly, of course, is Twitter, where I host most of the competitions. You know, retweet is probably the best thing that's ever happened to me.
But just with on Instagram, like I've got my personal Instagram account, like you do as well, and then you've got GoTrend's Instagram account, and I've got FabuFit's Instagram account.
Yeah.
How do you manage the two? Because sometimes I feel like I'm duplicating, and I try not to, but like you tend to inevitably do that if you're like trying to get as many. You know, if you want to get the word out that a blog post is there or something.
Well, you see, I was fortunate enough in the beginning to think about this. I said, do I want to make this blog about me, or do I want to make it about things and other people and places? And I thought, you know, at the time I was 18, an 18-year-old white boy. What do I have to say? You know what I mean? You know, no one's going to be interested in my life. And that was just the sad truth of it. And so I thought, you know, if I make it about other things and about products and people like celebrities and influencers and blah blah blah, that it'll actually take off a little bit better than if it was just about me. And you know, no one really knew me at the time, and I just thought it would be better. So, you know, when it comes to content, you know, my Instagram is completely separate from the GoTrend Instagram. My content is aimed more at my friends and, you know, my followers and you know, where I am, and it's got nothing much to do with GoTrend, where I just kind of like head out on the blog posts and you know, our competitions and the events that we're at. So I'm fortunate enough not to have that problem where where I can kind of see you and FabuFit might have that duplication sometimes,
because we kind of like this kind of the same thing, but also not. But like you speak a lot about being an influencer. What does that entail? And I mean I've been an influencer before, and it's always like a slippery slope that you know, like, oh, you're an influencer. Here's some free stuff.
Yeah.
But now you reach a stage, you're like, well, okay, cool. I'll be an influencer for you. But actually, now that I've also like realized the value of a tweet, like,
bitch better have my money.
Bitch better have my money. Yeah. Like now that I've gotten our friends from Webfluential to school me on actually what my tweets are worth and what my blog posts are worth.
Yeah.
You kind of like get a bit more stingy and more careful as to like, do I really want to give you 3 tweets a month? Because that's actually like a lot of money.
That's the thing. I mean, I don't really believe in those third party channels, if you know what I mean. I prefer to handle that all by myself, you know. Then that way I get to negotiate on my behalf. But I definitely agree where you're going with this. And, you know, you get to a certain stage where, you know, that you know, that t-shirt or, you know, that pair of shoes isn't enough to, you know, it's not going to put...
Yeah, you can't go to Pick and Pay and go, oh, well, I got this pair of really fashionable sneakers. Can I pay for my groceries with it?
That's the thing. And, you know, PR companies will eat you alive if you carry on, you know, letting them take you for a ride like that. And it's, I know it's just such a bitchy thing to say, but it's the truth at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I mean,
free stuff ain't going to buy you a trip to Italy,
yeah,
my friend.
I mean,
unless the free thing is the trip to Italy. But yeah.
Unless it's, that is the free trip.
Well, then you better put me up in business class and a 5-star hotel because I'm not doing anything less than that. And pay me R1,000 for my purse. That's like lunch money, baby.
Mary,
but seriously.
But you see, I agree with Mary 100%. And, you know, PR companies, they whine and whine. And it's at the end of the day, it's the truth. If I'm taking the time to write this article, edit the article, photograph the product or the service, edit those photos, put it all online, make sure that the social media of it gets, like, exposed, make sure people react to it, and, you know, carry on posting and, you know, saying this is great or, you know, this is what it is, you know, I'm not going to, you know, settle for any less. At the end of the day, I may look on fleek, but, you know, I still want to pay the rent.
Yeah.
And you know what actually irritates me is that, like, these brands, they have a huge budget for, like, European, American,
Girl.
Australian bloggers. Huge budget. They get paid thousands of dollars. I mean, we're measly rands. I mean, come on now. You know,
they
give you free stuff. Why don't they have a budget for Africa? Why? I mean, like, are bloggers here in South Africa not worth the pay?
That's the thing. And, you know, Mary, people, I know, it's people are so scared, especially in the blogging industry and the PR industry, to talk about money.
Yeah.
It's like the most taboo thing that you can ever do.
It's a dirty, dirty word.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, oh, my God, you got paid for that. Oh, but, oh, you didn't get paid for that.
Yeah, but how much do you get paid
for
that?
Oh. Like, but they paid you, they didn't pay me. You know what I mean? And that's the thing, you know. Obviously, if you're just starting out and you don't really have that kind of reach just yet, it might be, it's understandable that, you know, you might not get paid as of then. But, you know, if you've been going for a couple of years and you've got that kind of following and people can see, you know, all these PR companies have that app like News Clip and, you know, that tracks a website's progress and they can see that you actually are engaging and it's valid, then they should be paying you. Yeah.
And then I remember you also said to me that you have even worked with international brands that are not necessarily available in South Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you go about doing that and what's the value in a South African blog doing that?
Yeah. So you see, I'm extremely ghetto. That's the thing.
You got
a white
hustle.
Boy. For a white
you got
boy.
Hustle.
So I'm like, I was like sitting up one night. I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to go on Facebook. And I went to every single brand that I thought that appealed to me and that could appeal to the audience. And I went on their Facebook page and I sent them a message. And I'm like, can I have your PR details? So once you get the details, you email them and you say, listen, I'm from South Africa. This is me. This is what we do. I know you may not be in the country, but if you find anything like relevant or if you think that, you know, your product could be relevant to South African consumers, you know, let me know. And, you know, I have gotten a lot of replies, you know, saying, I mean, even like great brands like EOS and like watches like Daniel Wellington, which was my latest campaign, have been ecstatic about it because, you know, they are slowly trying to come into the country. Like other things like Starbucks and your Krispy Kremes, like they're all coming in now. And so South Africa's really becoming quite Western, I must say, in terms of products and consumables. And so I think they're definitely happy to kind of engage. And, you know, for them it's cheap. I mean, you know, $1,000 for them, you know, that's like amazing, but for us that's, you know, about 12-13 grand. I don't know, and I can't keep up with like
14 now.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I can't keep up.
It's very insightful. It's amazing to see how the bloggers has grown. Let's get some closing remarks and questions here.
Mary, you go.
Why do you do this?
Because I was never ready. I was never ready at that moment because I still thought we were going to talk some more. So I wasn't ready for that. So I just need to gather my thoughts.
Wait, but I have one more.
Okay.
One more
okay,
tip that I think I can close
you
off with.
Yes.
So I'd have to say, if you want to start a blog, just make sure that you're consistent. Don't post once a week or whatever. Make sure, you know, you can at least do it 3 times a week or every day during, you know, Monday to Friday would be great. Don't be a blegger, which is the new term now in the in the industry. You know, beggar, blogger, don't be a blegger. Don't, you know, demand product. But, yeah, at the same time, don't be a pushover. And I think if you want to start a blog, that's what you've got to do. You've got to have some, you know, serious know-how. You've got to have the dedication. It's a lot of work. But, you know, once you've been in it for a while, it's very, very rewarding.
No, I totally agree. I think you have a point there. And then one last thing I really want to say is that if you're not into writing, like maybe someone like me, like I only enjoy writing sometimes, so I'll never be able you know, publish stuff like 3 times a week. But you maybe should look into something like YouTube or maybe those short Instagram videos, because those are awesome as well. Because I recently started getting into YouTube and
YouTube is big right now.
Like huge. I mean, in terms of the kind of audience that you can potentially have because it's so, you know, global as well. So yeah, that's a plus.
Definitely.
I think for me, I think you just need to be very dedicated and patient. And I think that's the biggest thing that I'm learning right now this week, because I'm planning quite a big campaign for August on my blog.
Yeah.
And coordinating people's diaries, and you have to have immense amount of patience sometimes with the blog. You know, it pays off in the end. Mm. You put a lot of your own effort and money into it in the beginning, which is where I'm at. But I believe it pays off if you want to keep a certain standard, because the biggest reward, even if you have a new blog, is if somebody goes to your blog and they say they're super impressed by it and they can't believe it's so young than what it is, because it looks so slick.
Yeah.
And that, I'm so thankful that that's the only feedback I've gotten from people. It looks so slick. And I mean, it's all worth it in the end. So don't compromise on pictures, on quality. Mm. Don't compromise on quality.
I mean, I'd say the same. You know, if you want to start a blog now, I'd suggest rather put it off for a month or two and make sure that your layout is perfect before you actually start, you know, releasing it to the public. You don't. There's nothing worse than, you know, going on to a blog and it's like, you know, all this HTML going on, like random codes flying about.
And
also proofread.
Bad pictures, proofread,
That's so important. I mean, I'm not anal because I've come from a law background, but bloody hell, proofread that shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Microsoft Spellcheck, yo, it's your friend. All right, how do we keep up all day and touch base with what you're doing, Kevin?
Oh, my word. I have so many social accounts, but I'll keep it simple. Maybe to get all the GoTrend news, just get to www.gotrend.co.za. And if you want to follow me, Instagram or Twitter or Snapchat is at Kevin Macklin and ZA.
Fantastic. And then the two of you?
Fabufit.co.za. I've got an article this week all about fruit and how you should be consuming it, because everyone's scared of fruit, but you don't have to be scared of it. It's important.
How much fruit is too much fruit?
Well, find out.
I'm reading already.
I got one of our Cliff Central Ari Kelman Show friends to quote on that. Natalie Matt is quoted all over that.
Ah, there you go.
Natalie is going to become a resident writer for my first staff member for Fabulous.
Fantastic. Yeah, she's our resident dietitian.
Yes,
we
she's
going to
be my registered dietitian too.
Fantastic.
Awesome. So I'm on Snapchat, Warta Hartley. Warta Hartley on Instagram and Warta_Hartley on Twitter, and FabuFitSA on Twitter. But yeah, Snapchat's way better.
I know, I love your rants, just by the way.
Oh my bitch, please. I'm like saying,
you have not seen a rant. I've already got messages that people loved your rants that are coming through on Snapchat just now, Mary. Yeah.
Okay, but still follow me on Snapchat, though. I'll get it back in like a week or so. It's love, Mary Lou.
I mean, I just want to give you my Snapchat for the week. I think people would be far more entertained than if I was doing it.
Doesn't anyone have a 6S?
Maybe you should do a takeover.
Now give me a phone, Ari.
Okay, yeah, you can have it. All right, that there is this week's edition of Blogger Diaries. Warda, Mary, and Kevin, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Last year, the CEO Sleepout was the biggest fundraising event in South Africa. This year, as a proud digital media partner for the Sympathy Sleepout, Cliff Central is challenging you to rally your colleagues in a company sleepout at your offices in support of the homeless and to raise money for education. It costs only 800 Rand to register. Visit cliffcentral.com for more info.
Choice. Sometimes you have it and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. Auto Trader New Car. The choice is yours.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.